Your Country Wind 98.5, it's 6:15 on a Tuesday night, time for Homegrown, Cody Mack with you. And today in the studio, well, we got a whole bunch of guys in here, it's kind of like running me out, I'm getting claustrophobic. We have Jimmy, Todd, Ken, and Jeff, better known as Bullwhip. How we doing, guys?
Good, real good. Great.
Well, let's kind of get to know you a little bit. So, Jimmy, tell me a little bit about the band, how you kind of got everybody together here.
Well, I actually didn't get everybody together. This has been one of Jeff's projects for a while. I actually ran into these guys back in April. They were looking for somebody to fill in a slot, and I filled in the slot one night, and then they asked me to stay on board, and I loved it. It was great. These guys are serious workers, and so I said, oh, heck yeah, I'll stay on board. And it's been going great ever since. Then Ken came on board right shortly after that. And I think May 24th was our very first show together, and everything's been just flying now real fast. We quickly put together this EP for everybody to check out our songs, and good things have been happening for us, really good things.
Well, you know, I found your website, and of course, I'm new to Michigan, so I'm trying to learn some of these local musicians. Glad I was able to find you guys. And of course, that's what we like to do here. We like to really kind of expose the music that... Well, it's going to be on your radio before too long, and that's the whole point of Homegrown. So give me three words that describes the band. Give me three words about your music and the band.
Energy.
Edgy.
Awesome.
Energy, edgy, and awesome. That's a good combination to have whenever you have a band put together. And again, I mean, you haven't been doing this too terribly long, but just seeing you guys in here getting set up, I mean, definitely have the camaraderie already to be able to be a big-time band, and so glad you're able to come in. Let's talk a little bit about your songwriting. So who's more the songwriter out of the group?
Well, the songs that are on this CD right here are the songs that I wrote. I actually wrote a lot of them songs years ago. I've been trying to put bands together in the past to try to do this exact thing that we're doing right now and to travel all over playing the songs. And, you know, they were sitting on a shelf. When I started with these guys, I said, hey, I think we should put some originals out there. And instantly, I introduced the songs to the guys like you're doing it right here, just like this, with acoustics. And we said, that's a great song. Let's get it recorded. And
it just kind of developed, too. I mean, yeah. It came from a basic outline of the song with the lyrics, and they just kind of developed into them.
We got to give a lot of credit to our engineer and producer, Jim Lill from Nashville. He helped us out a lot with it too, and gave it some dynamics on some of the songs. So, thanks to Jim.
Remember Lill. That name, because he'd probably be famous one day. He goes to Belmont University in Nashville. Musical genius, the kid.
Yeah, he is.
He was the former guitar player for Bullwhip.
And actually, I would love to have him back, too. Well, I would love to see him on our tour bus. That'd be awesome.
Well, cool deal. Well, let's go ahead and let you play a song. Tell me about this song. Tell me how this one came about.
This first one, actually, I wrote this probably 13 years ago. I don't know. Usually when I sit down and write a song, I just grab my acoustic guitar, a cup of coffee. It's in the morning, and I just start picking away. And the first couple lines came out, and... Shoot, I think within a half hour I had the song written. And it's not really any personal influence on this song at all. Just thought it would be neat to write a song about this guy that was missing his girl, and he wished he would have said something sooner, and he waited too late. And so that's how the song came about, and ends up at the end of the story, at the end of the song. He's back right where he first came from. He's in this little cafe, and he's... realize he needs to quit thinking about her or something, you know. Yeah, this song here is called Thinking About You.
Well, cool deal. Well, let's hear it. It's Bullwhip on Wind 98.5's Homegrown.
Woke up this morning in a little cafe. Found myself wasting my life away just thinking about you. Yeah, thinking about you. Waitress, I asked me, can I help you, sir? I looked away and said, I'm not sure. I keep thinking about you. Yeah, thinking about you. Did they play your favorite song? And when you said goodbye, was it very long? I keep wondering, is it right? So long.
12 hours later, I find myself here. A bartender, I ask, son, do you have a beer? I keep thinking about you. Yeah, thinking about you. Spotlight shines upon the stage. Couples dance closely the night away. I keep thinking about you. Yeah, thinking about you. Did they play our favorite song? And when you said goodbye, was it very long? I keep wondering, is it right or streets to the break of day. Don't know where I'm going, but I'll find a way. And I keep thinking about you. Yeah, thinking about you. It's cold outside, so I find a place warm. And everyone knows the way that I stare on. I keep thinking about you. Little cafe, found myself wasting my life away.
It's Bullwhip on Wit 98.5's Homegrown. I like that, guys. That's a good song.
Thanks.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you have coming up on the horizon. You just mentioned about an EP, but will you be going back in the studio anytime soon?
I think we're going to try to get back in the studio next spring, hopefully. Hoping that Jim can help us out again.
We're working on a couple now.
Well, cool deal. So that's the thing. You know, you're talking about how you sit down with a cup of coffee in the morning and try and write. Is that something that you have to push yourself to do when it comes to writing, or is it something that's more organic, just kind of comes to you?
It just kind of comes to me. I can't sit down and think about something I want to write. I mean, I can, but it just makes it more difficult. Normally, I just sit down and grab the guitar and start picking. If something comes out, then like, hey, I got to grab a piece of paper, start writing that down. And if the song comes out within 20 minutes, 30 minutes, it seems like it's going to be a good song. If it's taken me a long time, then it's probably not going to be a good song. But there is a song that we put on the CD called, what's the second track again there?
I can't stop.
I started writing that one, and I think I got a verse and a chorus, and then I was like just blank. So I think a year later, I actually picked it back up and finished the song. And when I picked it back up, I think I was done with it in 15 minutes. It was... came out really good, so we decided to put it on the CD.
What about co-writes, sitting down with everybody? Does that make it easy for you or difficult to get other people's?
I've never done that, and Todd and I and Ken, we've all actually sat down and seen, hey, we need to sit down and do that, because he's got ideas. We've emailed each other songs and stuff, and
I can't read, so I just draw pictures.
Sometimes that's the best thing to do.
It's hard to find good, committed musicians.
When you get the chemistry, Bullwhip's been around for several years, but when Jimmy and I came on board, nothing against the guys in the past, but there just seemed to be a better chemistry, I think, when the four of us got together. It took off real fast.
So, coming up on tomorrow night, you're going to be over with the Lax. So there you go. Get your chance to go see the Bullwhip guys. And let's go ahead and hear one more song before we have to close out of Homegrown. What you going to play for us?
This was called Whiskey in the Smoke. I was sitting out on my front porch one day, and I just had this little guitar riff. It was really cool. Front yard always would flood.
Don't you love that?
So, I don't know. Some lyrics came out of it. It sounded to me like a cool song. So,
all right, here you go. It's Bullwhip on Wind 98.5.
Well, I can't see my truck from the rust. And to buy a new one means I'd have to kiss some buddies. I can't see no future for Ace. So I guess I'll have to make my work week 7 days. Well, I ain't got no worries. I ain't ashamed, 'cause the whiskey and the smoke always helps me ease the pain. I'll make it through to the end. Don't need nobody to tell me where I've been. Well, I ain't got no worries. I ain't ashamed, 'cause the whiskey and the smoke always helps me ease the pain. Pretty dying. It's been a month and the grass is 3 feet high. Well, the fields are swamp, it never will dry. The only crop I can grow is gonna make you high. Well, I ain't got no worries. I ain't ashamed, 'cause the whiskey and the smoke all as hell's been easy pain. I'll make it through to the end. Don't need nobody. Smoke always helps me ease the pain. Come on, time. And my barn's about to fall to the ground. The whiskey bottle always makes another round. And the boys and I'll tip a few back.
Tip a few back.
Now that worn out shack's now a burn pile in the back. Well, I ain't got no worries. I ain't ashamed, 'cause the whiskey and the smoke always helps me ease the pain. I'll make it through to the end. Tell me where I've been. Well, I ain't got no worries. I ain't ashamed, 'cause the whiskey and the smoke always helps me ease the pain. But I'll make it through to the end. I don't need nobody to tell me where I've been. Well, I ain't got no worries. I ain't ashamed, 'cause the whiskey and the smoke always helps me ease the pain. Yeah, the whiskey and the smoke always helps me ease the pain. Yeah, the whiskey and the smoke always helps me ease the pain.
Bullwhip on Wind 98.5. Very nice, guys. So glad to have you in the studio with us on Homegrown. Really liking the music that we're hearing here, and really can't wait for you to get back in the studio come spring and put out some more new music. Check them out online, bullwhipcountryband.com or facebook.com/bullwhipcountry. Guys, I'm so glad you're in here, and definitely going to have a good time out at the machine shop opening up for the Lax tomorrow night. If you want their full schedule, head on over to bullwhipcountryband.com. Thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Thank you very much, Cody.